Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our web special opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading at Kansas City, the Chicago Board of Trade, and the Merck. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat opened at 372, up 1.5 on the open. July, 370.5, up 2.5. March wheat at Chicago opened at 328, up 1.5 on the open. May, 339, up 2. July, 348.25, up 2. September, 355.5, up 0.5. December, 368, up 2 on the open. March corn opened at 212, up 1 on the open. May, 222, up 1.5. July, 230.25, up 1.25. September, 236.75, up 1. December, 246.75, up 1 on the open. March oats opened at 186.75, up 1.5 on the open. May, 180.75, up 1. January soybeans opened at 585, up 1 on the open. March, 595.5, up 1.5. May, 604.5, up 1.5. July, 613.5, up 1. August, 617, up 3. November, 621.5, up 2 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 183, down 30 on the open. March, 184.20, down 40. January soybean oil opened at 22.25, up 5 on the open. March, 22.59, unchanged. Over on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeder cattle opened at 114.30, down 22.5 on the open. March, 114, down 25. April, 114.20, down 25 on the open. February live cattle opened at 96.55, up 7.5 on the open. April, 95.35, down 2.5. February lean hogs opened at 63.70, down 97.5 on the open. April, 68.25, down 55. May, 70 even, down 32.5. June, 72.40, down 50. And February pork bellies opened at 87.70, down 55 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bezdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Let's go ahead and get right to the markets, where we see in the soybeans we've turned to the downside after trying the upside. Why have we turned around today?
Well, we saw some fun buying come in on the close yesterday. We saw a little more last night and a little enthusiasm generated and some projections of a higher trade today and a little bit of feeling that we might see some turnaround Tuesday. But I think that, number one, we're not seeing the index funds, and number two, we are not seeing the weather forecast that says we need to be roaring higher. And also the report coming out Thursday morning, of course, is going to be a little bit bothersome to us until we actually see the numbers.
Yesterday, we went through all of the major moving averages in soybeans, the 100, the 50, the 20. This morning, we filled the December 9 gap at 579. I wonder, Wayne, is the November 28th of 553 becoming in play?
Well, we don't like to think that low yet, Dave, but I mean, as you look at charts, charts don't lie to us. They tell us that there's a possibility of that to happen in the next target or goal on the downside that way. I think, as we look here today, the USDA report comes out Thursday morning, and it's going to have the ending stocks for 2005-2006 traders. The average guess is around 453 million. The range is from 405 to 525, and of course, we got up near that 525. Well, I think that that number you talked about be very evident last night. We have to remember that last month that the carryout was 405 was the projection at that point in time. So, I guess that the Informa Group is not pushing this number as hard. But most of the other trade is looking for a bigger number come Thursday. And that, of course, it has to be a big number, or else we might see a little pop.
If we do see ending stocks in beans around 450 million bushels, corn 2.370, I got to wonder how much of that is already factored into this market.
Well, that's the average guess, Dave. All of it should be factored in. You know, that's what, if that is actually the average guess and what people are looking for, those numbers should be pretty well in. It's just a reconfirmation that we've got big stocks that way. You know, there's always. You know, all of that is not going to be factored in, of course, just the respect of, because remember, we look down there and part of those people are guessing 405. So there's going to be a few people who won't have it factored in. But all in all, those numbers are factored in because they're the average guess.
And the corn pit a little bit firmer today than it was certainly in the last several sessions. Why are we on the positive side?
Well, we've hit the corn fairly hard here, you know, coming back down a little bit. We've got some very good strength right around the 210 mark, and we're seeing that. I think that until we get along a little bit, why it's going to be hard to crash on down through there and take it below the 208 mark right now. We are waiting to see what the report does say, if it does increase yield or not, and looking ahead at the ethanol, we're looking also interested in whether, you know, what the feed usage is going to be and what the ethanol projections are going to be also, Dave.
What are the trades saying about those?
Well, I think as we look at it, they're looking for a 2.37 billion is the average guess. The range is 221 to 249.5. Last month was 241.9. And they're looking for production estimates near 11.069. With the guesses ranging from 11.011 to 11.105, compared with 11.032 is what the government had last time. So they look for December stocks down around the 9.741, but the range is from a 9.5 to a 9.9. So, and last year we were at a 9.45. So, you know, we've got a lot of numbers to look at, and they'll be very interesting to see when they get here.
Today, at least, it looks like corn holding at its 20-day moving average of 211. How much support does that provide?
Well, I think as light as it looks like things are trading, I don't know if we would see any amount of trading today that's a lot of support at all. I think it's very steady at the low volumes we have right here, and I think it's substantial. But a 2 or 3 cent drop could happen very instantly with any large trades.
Over in the wheat, yesterday came within a penny of the 50-day moving average, and we're trying to go ahead and take that out today. And we did have a low price in the March contract at at 325.5, and that would be right on that 50-day moving average, but we did bounce off that a little bit, although we're a half cent to the downside at the moment. What are your outlooks for the wheat?
I think that, you know, we're seeing some trouble in some of the wheat areas here like that, but overall we're taking a real hit as far as the world wheat trade's going. Egypt didn't treat us kindly on their last couple tenders, and the world seems to have a very good supply of soft red wheat, so you know, just have to be on the defensive here. We were sellers of wheat on the big rebound again. You know, so we're not very positive long-term on this wheat.
Overnight, we saw reports that the index funds were buyers on the break yesterday. And again, the same question I've been asking all our analysts, how do we know they're in there?
How do we know they're in there? Well, at the end of the day, they tell you who the players were like that. But and also, we didn't see and watch as to what was going on. But, I mean, it was definitely fun buying on the close in the last few minutes. Yesterday, just like Friday, was some liquidation on the close that way. So are we sure they're index funds? Are we sure they're regular funds? I'm not 100% sure, Dave. We know that who they clear through and what they do, but I can't tell you 100% that we know they're index funds.
What advice do you have for traders today?
Well, I think basically if they've been along and moved a little grain during our pop-up there like we'd sort of advised, I think you sit back here and wait for the report before we do any more pricing. So we're just looking for those numbers.
All right, Wayne. Talk to you again this afternoon.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Looking at the current tick, March wheat now at 370 and a quarter, down a quarter. March wheat Chicago The previous was Kansas City. March wheat, Chicago at 326, down a half. May, 336 and a quarter, down three quarters. March corn, 211 and a half, up a half. May, 220 and three quarters, up a quarter. July, 229, unchanged. December, 246, up a quarter. January beans, 580, down four. March, 590 and a half, down three and a half. May, $6 and a half, down two and a half. November, 617, down two and a half. January soybean meal, 180-220, down 110. January soybean oil, 2203, down 17. On the Merck January feeders, 114-12.5, down 40. February live cattle, 96-72.5, up 25. February lean hogs, 63-92.5, down 75 on the day. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.